What you're about to listen to was originally broadcast on 98.5 Sunshine FM, Perth, Western Australia. For more details, go to the website sunshinefm.ws.
It's estimated that over 600 million children are living on less than a dollar a day. As we head into another Christmas, promising ourselves not to eat too much, children around the world haven't got nearly enough to eat. Compassion Australia's youth communication specialist, Az Hamilton, decided that he'd try to survive on $7 for a week. His 7 days, $7 campaign aims to raise awareness and provide help for those in desperate need. Az joins me on the line now. Welcome to 98.5 Sunshine FM.
Thanks very much, mate.
How's it all going? Have you actually made it through the week?
I have. I actually went on this bit of a journey 2 weeks ago, and I tell you what, living off $7 for an entire week, it's actually a little bit hard in our Western society, but it was a really good challenge for me, and just sort of brought to, I suppose, revealed to me a bit more about what it's like for these kids that absolutely have absolutely nothing. It's been quite a journey, and at the moment, this week, every day, a different video from each day from that 2 weeks ago is being launched, so it's very exciting.
We're starting to see those videos on your website, and we'll give the details for that very shortly. But in the meantime, we're looking at those videos, and you're really coming to terms with how much you can buy for $7, and it's not a lot.
No, it's not. I mean, I think these people that are living off this dollar a day, I mean, one of the things I highlighted on the first day was I actually went shopping to see what I could buy. And when it came down to, you know, fruit and veg and meat and all these things that we just take for granted, you just sort of have to wipe that out of your diet completely. I ended up sort of buying rice, a kilo of rice, and pretty much some two-minute noodles, and just had to drink water for the entire week. And I'll tell you what, if you just eat rice and drink water, you lose weight fairly quick.
Of course, on the other side of things, people might say, yes, but in a lot of developing countries, things aren't quite as expensive as they are here, and the cost of living is a lot less, so people could perhaps get a little bit more for their money.
Yeah, in some situations, I suppose that is true, but in a lot of places right now, things are changing in a drastic way. There's a global food crisis happening right now, which a lot of people are talking about. Nearly every aid organisation is highlighting it at the moment, because pretty much the cost of living, as we know, here in Australia, everything's gone up in price, you know, from fuel, even though fuel's coming down a little bit now, but fuel's gone through the roof. Everything has just gone up for us here, and it's the same in these countries as well, you know, where people used to pay a dollar for something, they now pay two, and their income hasn't gone up. So all of a sudden, a lot more people are being forced into this extreme poverty bracket of a dollar or less a day. And they're saying, you know, in the next short amount of time, 100 million people could be forced into this bracket because of the cost of living there, and they're not having any increase with their income. And there's no way they can actually earn more income. So it's really a desperate time right now for a lot of people around the world.
Now, one of the very poorest nations in the world is Haiti. And we were on a trip together there earlier this year.
Yeah.
And one of the surprising things there was the fact that the prices weren't all that different than we'd find in our supermarkets here.
No, absolutely not. And that was one thing I was absolutely blown away with in Haiti was, you know, when we went to the shop, you know, it was $4.50 for a bag of rice, and it was still a dollar something for a can of Coke and things like that. And it's like, well, it's actually exactly the same, if not more expensive. And recent reports from Haiti, actually, since we've actually visited, things have gone even more expensive. And in some situations, their food is more expensive than what we pay for the same food. So it's absolutely a crazy for these situations, you know, where people, you know, I think in Haiti, it's the stats are that 20% are employed. And so that 20% might earn $10 a week to support their family. And imagine having a family of eight in Australia or something like that and only earning 10 Australian dollars and trying to live off that. That's, you know, it's just impossible. So that's why it's so important to actually help out in some sort of situation, in some way, either donating some money to help the global food crisis or actually sponsoring a child.
Well, I know that we talked to families who were considered to be very fortunate because they had an income, you know, around about $100 a month. Now, that doesn't go far when you consider the sorts of costs that they're facing.
Absolutely. I mean, this is the situation right now is so drastic, and I think that's why I actually decided, you know what, I'm going to live off a dollar a day for 7 days and just challenge myself, because my own thinking, it's very easy, even though, you know, we know the stats and we can throw figures around like 600 million children and all this sort of thing, it's very hard to actually get a really a reality of what that is. And I honestly, I've kind of gone, oh, yeah, you know, that's a big figure, and you don't really think about it until you're actually in it. And you say, actually, what does that mean for me? And I think the whole purpose of the little project was actually to highlight thankfulness. I mean, it is around Christmas, and we get so caught up on consumerism, so caught up on what I can get, and we just spend so much money on just junk, I suppose, and forget that actually we've got it so good we actually can spare money at Christmas time for these people. They don't have, you know, money to spare for their daily meals. So I suppose it's good to think about what we have and be thankful for what we have, and then once we know what we have, actually start to think about others and say, actually, maybe I can do something this Christmas. Maybe I could actually step out and sponsor a child for the first time.
I guess we need to look at your project a little bit more carefully and say, for instance, that $7 that you had, you got to spend it all on food, but for the week beforehand, and obviously the week afterwards, you were fed pretty well, and so you weren't really living on that week after week, and you didn't have to use any of that money to spend on heating or on housing or anything like that. So, you know, while you did it pretty tough, we start to see what some people are really facing.
Absolutely. I mean, that was really the biggest highlight for me. That's what I wanted to point out, was the fact I started with $7 and said, this is for my food only. And if you check out the video blogs, which we'll talk about probably where to go and see those later, but if you check out the actual video blogs, every day I sort of take something less. I actually start talking about different things that I've just been taking for granted, and I sort of get rid of different things. So, for instance, I think on day two, I decided, you know what, water, I just take it for granted. It comes out of a tap, and I can drink it. And the fact that it's estimated that it takes 15 minutes, at least 15 minutes, for a child to walk to their water supply every day. So I decided that I'd cart water from a local park and make sure I walk 15 minutes every day to collect my water in a big water container and then cart it home. And it was actually bore water, so I had to boil it. And just that sort of mindset of going, man, we just have it so good here. You know, I can turn on the tap, I can drink it, I don't have to worry about sickness. You know, the fact that in these developing countries, you know, the number one killer in the world right now is water and unclean water and the diseases that come through that. And so we just have it so good here in Australia. And another day I've took away all my technologies, like can't use the computer, can't do this, can't do that. And when you start to take away what you have in your world and start realising, my goodness, imagine that, you know. I mean, even when it came to food, I mean, I had enough food for the week, but the whole idea of waking up every day of your entire life eating the same meal, rice, you know, and that's it. You're eating just to stay alive. You're not eating for pleasure. And in our Western culture, food is such a pleasure thing. It's more about enjoyment. It's not actually about survival. So all of these things come out through the documentary, and yeah, I'm really excited to see more kids sponsored through it.
It certainly is an interesting journey, and we're seeing it, as you say, day by day. Even though you lived it a couple of weeks ago, we're seeing it day by day at the moment. I'm wondering, as you mentioned before, we've heard statistics before and we can be unaffected because we hear them so often. Did it come home a lot more for you on that journey that we did take to Haiti and Dominican Republic when you started meeting some of those people that are living like that?
Absolutely. I mean, the reason I'm doing this right now is because that trip impacted me so much. Traveling overseas, I mean, we had to evacuate. You would have talked about that on your station and all that kind of thing. Haiti, because of the violence and the unrest. That's the thing about this $7. I think the challenge for me, even doing it, was that, you know, I could always see the light at the end of the tunnel. You know, right from day dot, I knew that in 7 days' time, I could go back to eating normal food and actually just living life normal again. Whereas for these people, this is their entire life. That's what they'll know from day dot until they die. There is no light at the end of the tunnel unless someone steps into their world and says, hey, you're sponsored, or hey, we're going to help you. And I suppose that's the challenge for this whole thing, is that, yeah, you know, It brought home the reality of what these people are going through. I mean, 600 million children, and we only have 20 million in Australia. They say there's about 9 million adults in Australia, and you've got 600 million children. So it really is mind-blowing, the amount of kids that need help right now. And you can get overwhelmed by it, but I would suggest not to get overwhelmed by the stats, but just do something for someone. Just, you know, work, you know, start with one and then just work from there.
as if someone does want to take that step and say to just one child, your life is about to be saved, how do they start to do that? How do people get on board and have a look at some of those videos and come to a bit more of an understanding of what people are going through?
Absolutely. Now, this website might sound funny. For most people who know me, I have dreadlocks, so, you know, big, dirty hair that doesn't get washed much. And I've started a website. It's 500 Dreads, so 500 the number, then Dreads, DREADS.com, Dreads, 500Dreads.com. And at that website, you can find all these video blogs that I've posted. And on that website, actually, after 500 children are sponsored, I'm actually going to cut off my hair. So it's a pretty big thing for me to do. But it's one thing that I just wanted to get people talking about. And it's just a bit of a quirky website, but 500Dreads.com. And people can just go there. There's a link to the Compassion website on that site. And you can literally just go to compassion.com.au if you want to avoid the 500 dreads, but please check it out. Compassion.com.au, and you can just sign up. And it takes about 5 minutes to sponsor a child. It is the quickest thing possible. In 5 minutes, you can actually start changing a child's life for good. And, you know, people ask about all the money side of things. Where does the money go? You know, they're very open at Compassion about the fact that, you know, 20% is used for admin, but 80% goes directly to the field. We saw that, and it works out to be about $11 a week, and you keep a child alive. You give them, you know, food, education, spiritual input, medical checks, counselling in some situations. I mean, it's just such an amazing program, and you've probably talked about that on the station before, but a great thing to do this Christmas.
Thanks, Az. It is a great thing to do, and as we've mentioned before, that Compassion really are very transparent in the way they use their funds, and as far as looking at across the charities, they're one of the ones that are held as one of the ones that has the best use of funds. So if you are concerned about where your money's going, we can attest to the fact that the money does get to the kids, and it does a powerful goodness to those kids. But Az, thanks for taking on the 7 days, $7 campaign. We're going to have a look at that 500dreads.com website and just see what you're up to there today. But in the meantime, hopefully people will get on board and that more children will be saved from a very difficult future by being sponsored through Compassion.
And can I just say, if you do sponsor a child through Compassion and you did it through this, please let me know. Just let me know on the website. You can just sort of leave comments and tell us about, you know, your child, the name of your child, where they're from, and just get excited about actually the child that you've sponsored, because as this thing grows, I just want to see people realise, actually see that a group of people can kind of connect in a place and say, hey, we've all done our bit to actually stop this situation. So that's what I'd love to see.
Okay, Az, thanks for your time today.
Thanks very much.
Okay, bye.
For more details on this and other programs, contact 98.5 Sunshine FM, Perth, Western Australia, via the website sunshinefm.ws. All material is subject to copyright.